Okay, so cheer will be a little bit weird because, as we mentioned last time, right, Chartina will take over the second half hour and we'll be picking up on what we did last week and we'll be doing an independent topic, but that's how the timing worked out. So, okay, so the topic I want to do now in the next half hour is the question of ona'a not for the lokeach, not for the buyer, but for the mocher. So we discussed already, and Rachel Chartina will finish it up later on, that when it comes to the buyer, so he, whatever the halacha is, and ona'a, so he has a certain amount of time to retract. According to the way we paskin, he has enough time to show it to the tagar. The Gemara's whole discussion of exactly how much time he has according to Rabbi Tarfon, right, till the end of the day, but what is included in that. But the mocher, the seller, when he is underpaid, so the Gemara says that that it's different, right? He has forever to retract, and that's the Gemara in source one. The Gemara says, "Amar right, admatai motar lahachzir, until when can you retract?" So Amar Rav Nachman, lo shana lokeach, these limitations are only by the buyer. And again, is that because of a formality? Is it because we actually assume at that point that he must have shown it to someone and therefore he was actively mochel? Whatever exactly you think happened there, that's only by the buyer of a mocher. But when the seller is underpaid, lo olam chozer, he can always retract. Name a misayile. And let's try to support this, because Chazru L'divrei Chachamim, then in the case of the Tagrei Lod, so they didn't want to paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, right? At first they thought they wanted to paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, then they retract, and they said, we'd rather paskin like the Chachamim. So the Gemara said, why? Amar Bishlama Mocher L'Olam Chozer Mishum Hachi Chazru. So Rabbi Tarfon had said that you're only allowed to retract until the end of the day. Now, for the buyer, that's an expansion. Because according to the Chachamim, a buyer is only allowed to retract until he shows it to a businessman, and not until another merchant, and not until the end of the day, right? But if Rabbi Tarfon says that the seller can only retract till the end of the day, and the Chachamim think he can retract forever, so then that's why, when they realized what Rabbi Tarfon was really doing to them, that's why they retracted. That's why they didn't want to do it, because they don't want to give up their ability to retract. So Ella I Amart Mocher Nami Kloch Keach Dami. But if you think that Rabbi Tarfon, that Lokeach and Mocher are the same, that just like Lokeach can turn back and renege until he shows it to a businessman, and a seller, it's the same thing. So then, why should they have been annoyed with a retirephone? If a retirephone gave the buyer till the end of the day, he also gave the seller till the end of the day. So whatever they lost in cases when they were doing business and they were overcharging, they would get back in cases when they were underpaid. So my nafkala mine ki heichi David le rabban takanta lokeach hachanami avdi le rabban takanta amocher, must have, right, whatever benefit was accrued to the buyer they would also get for cases in which it was in their advantage to be allowed to get out of it. So the Gemara says maybe not, because tagrei lod lo shcheach deto. The merchants didn't usually make mistakes, right? It's more likely that the seller is going to overcharge than be underpaid, because he's an expert. So they would rather give the seller less time, even if that means that they would get less time, so that doesn't prove it. But despite that, right, we have this case of this guest who sold wine and made a mistake. He undersold it. And Ashkei Davei Atziv, so he sees, Rami Rechama sees that he's upset. And Amarle Amai Atzivas, why are you upset? So Amarle, Zvine Chamre Vitoi, because I made a mistake, I undercharged. Amarle Zil Alderbach, so retract. But I've waited longer than the amount of time it takes me to show another merchant, so I can't retract, so I've lost my money. So Nachman, so he sent him to Rav Nachman, who in general is the expert in monetary law. No, it's not true. The buyer only has until he shows it to a merchant, but the seller can retract forever. And then the Gemara says, why? My taima lokeach mecho biyado. Because the buyer, think about it, right? I sell something to Elisha. Now Elisha has it, and he can show it to somebody else and say, I paid $100. Is that what it's worth? But so kol heicha the ozel machavile. So as long as he wants to, he can show it to somebody else. Famerly ta ilotan. They can say you made a mistake or you didn't. Mocher dulo nokat mikche bi yadei. But the seller, he has now given away the object. He sold it. So now what's he going to do? How can he find out whether he made a mistake? The best way is if he gets more of that in stock. So he has the same thing. And now someone tells him, why did you sell it for $100 worth $150? The Misramile Zvinde Kizvinde. By the time he finds out, Viyada ita ilota, right? It'll be much later. It'll be the next time he brings in new inventory. And then he can compare these similar product and figure out the price. So therefore...
Is la'olam to be interpreted literally?
What?
La'olam means literally?
Ah, so that's the question, right? Yeah.
I mean, also, it could be impossible to find out what it was even for Tagrei Lod.
Correct. Right. It also could be that you'll never... It'll be that the price will change by then.
Exactly.
Okay. So the questions we have to ask here is several, right? So, right, this is, right, just to take this very slowly and methodically, okay? So the Gemara says that a buyer, can retract until he shows it to another merchant because he has the object he bought. Let's say he bought this recorder. He can show it to someone. He said, I paid X for it. Is that the right price? Yes or no? End of story. If you choose not to go and show it to a merchant, that's your problem. But you have enough time to check it out. The seller, because it could be 3 hours till he has more inventory, it could be a day, it could be a week, it could be a year. So the Gemara says, La'olam chozer. So, the questions we then have to ask is, okay, first of all, does it literally mean le'olam? Because the Gemara just said, there may be a time when he'll get new inventory and he can compare. So what if he does that? What if a week later he gets the same thing in stock and it turns out that he underpaid? And he chooses not to do anything, and then a week later he decides he wants to. Right? Do we really mean le'olam chozer? Or do we mean le'olam, meaning there's no set time? But in fact, if you show it to the merchant when you get the new inventory, at that point you can't retract. La'olam doesn't mean forever. It means there's no set time limit. The time limit isn't a time. It's when you've actually shown it to the merchant and checked it out.
Because there's a problem. Because if the buyer is just a middleman and he sells it to someone...
Correct. Yeah. And could create problems, right? Yeah. You'll mess up the whole monetary system if really sellers can always get out of it. A similar related problem is going to be, okay, the Gemara tells you that Mocher Lolam Choser because he isn't able to check it out. Okay. So, but what happens if that Svara isn't true? What happens if that logic isn't true? Right? Did Chazal say that since normally a seller can't figure it out, so then we didn't put a normal time limit or maybe no time limit on retracting, on reneging, and therefore even if he could figure it out, let's say he has 100 in stock, so then, it's right. He could do it right now. He could point to it and say, look, I have it in stock. I turn to the merchant who's next door, right? Let's say I work an eight-hour shift and then someone takes over. So at the end of my shift, I just ask the next guy who comes in, did I sell this the right price? He says no, right? What if you actually, if it's the type of thing, there's a lot of inventory, right? You always have in stock, and therefore you'll always be able to tell. Is it that Chazal said, since normally you don't have more than one in stock, we... As a lo plug, as a takana, we said a mocher can always be chozer, even if their logic doesn't apply, or are Chazal providing a logic? And therefore, if in fact there will be a case where the logic doesn't apply, namely you have multiple things in stock, and therefore if you don't retract, it does show you were mocher, that you waived your rights, then in fact you waived your rights. So in the end of the day, it'll come down to a similar question. Is this a formal halacha which Chazal structured because normally the mocher can't tell, and therefore even in cases where he could have figured it out, it doesn't matter because formally we've said the mocher can always retract? Or do you say no, right? In fact, they're giving you a logic. They're saying the mocher needs more time, but once that time has passed, whatever that time is, he will not be able to be chozer. So that is a machlok as Rishonim, and it basically comes down to all Rishonim on one side and the Rashba on the other side.
So we also, previous shiur, we said that the Matzias changes, that the Matzias will change the halakha, right? Today, if it's not a custom-made item, it's always, you've got, everyone knows.
Correct. So if you think that this is a formal halakha, it may not change. If you think that it's not a formal halakha, right, that the Chazal are saying, realistically, you need more time, then yes, then nowadays, if the reality had changed, right, the reality changed, then yeah, we would take into account the reality. According to the Rajba, we'll see that's not going to be true. Because the Rajba, this is a low plug there, Abana, this is a takana, right? Presumably it can't change even nowadays. But according to Rov Rishonim, as we'll see, that Chazal just saying, yeah, this was the reality of their time, then yes, the halacha would change by mocher as well. Because you could always just go online, right, say this exact product, there's a million of them. Right? Look, how much they're selling on Amazon, how much are they selling at Walmart, how much are they selling at Sears, how much are they selling at whatever. Right.
Unless it's custom made.
Unless it's custom made. In Hanami. Exactly. Right? So according, and that's when it's going to come down to this question, right? The same question we asked last week, right? How much will this change in the modern reality is, well, if you think there's a formal halakha, maybe it won't change. If you think it's a description of their reality, if our reality is different, so then the halakha would change. Like I said, this is Machlokas, Rajba, and Rambam. Now we'll move more quickly now that we've set up the question, because it's actually a very neat sugya. So the Rajba says as follows, Amar lei, lo shana lokeach ha mocher lo lom chozer, my taima, lokeach nagla mecha biyado, mocher e mecha biyado, velo yado, yita loto, adis ram lezmin tkes vinte. Right, so he summarizes the Gemara. Then he quotes the Rif. Because of a Rif, though, the Rif says, di ii kasande di zram lezvinte kes vinte. If there are witnesses that he has another product, the same thing, viyada di ta velo hadarbe, and he knew that he had undercharged, and he didn't retract, sulo matzi lo mahadar de chule achil. So then, at that point, it's a time limit. Lo'olam doesn't mean lo'olam. Lo'olam means he has as much time as he needs to get to another merchant. At the moment when you know he showed it to someone, he understood that he had undercharged, and he didn't do anything about it, he was mochel. This is the Rajba citing the Rif. Right? I just, to save space, I gave you his citation of the Rif to argue. So the Rif says it's a description of reality. Right, he needs more time. But if he has that time, i.e., he showed it to another merchant, and he chose not to do anything about it, he can't wake up a week later and say, I care, just like the Lokeach can't. And the Rajba says, no. V'teimu b'enai, I don't get it. Imken heyacham rav nacham and aval mocher lo'olam chozer. The word is lit, olam is forever. Lo havei le mistam lishne. He shouldn't have been ambiguous. El lefarushe, the misramet lezvinte gezvinte. Why didn't he just say, until you find the same inventory, you can compare prices. V'od ush b'nezichet derami barchama v'yodei v'otzi v'avisavir dev. Inu yochol lachzor v'nesiash mechazar zanazo. And the story of derami barchama. The guy was upset because he'd given up. The afilu hachi karmelev nachem yachal lachzer bo. Right? What happened in that case? He knew he undercharged, and he waited a bound of time. And yet Rav Nachman said, doesn't matter. You can retract. Don't tell me it's because he didn't know he could retract. Right? Don't just tell me he would have known. If the Rif had said, I would tell you, la'olam means la'olam means la'olam. It's a low plug. Since normally a seller needs to wait to have more inventory to compare, and therefore Chazal can't figure out, can't give you a set time, so the la'olam chozer, shlo tachlok to b'shirin. So once you can't set a set time, so you set no time, it's a takana derabanan, it's a low plug you have forever. Sometimes it doesn't make sense because you did have other inventory. Who cares? The point is Chazal set up formal rules. By a lokeach, we can set up a formal rule. We can say you have until you show it to somebody else. By a mocher, since one person, it could be 5 minutes, one person could be 3 days, one person could be a year, and we don't like, right, Chazal have a visceral opposition to sliding scales. So we just said, okay, so we're gonna let you be chozer forever, even if there's absolutely no reason logically why that'd be true. We made a formal rule.
Yeah, so according to the ref, though, you can get around the, even if you say low plug. But if the Rif though changes what the Ola means, he can get around the low plug part. They're sort of like
the Rif doesn't believe in low plug.
No, I know, but I'm saying even if you would believe low plug, if, for those who argue the Ola means it is movable.
Well, that's exactly the problem. I mean, that's the Rajma's problem, is that you can't. He doesn't want a movable thing,
he's
and the Rif doesn't care.
But I'm saying you can separate those two issues. One is it low plug, and also what does the Ola mean?
Because
if the Olam is immovable, it can sort of do an end run around the low plug.
You could, but his point is that it's not normally how it works, right? That's what we call Nasatas Vechalish Urin. Having a movable Olam would be the opposite of low plug, right? That's his problem, right? Meaning then it would be a description of reality rather than a rule. That's his problem, right? The Rif thinks it's a description, and the Rajba thinks it's a rule, right? And then he quotes, but as I said, Rov Rishonim think like the Rambam, like the Rif. And he quotes here, the Rambam's al kasav shemayim ocher.
Quick question. I don't understand. The buyer can say, had I known that you were going to charge me that much, I wouldn't have bought it.
Okay.
So why should he be giving him back any money, or and the product, whatever he bought, isn't
the buyer? This is the buyer, the seller.
The buyer.
Right, but now we're not talking about the buyer. Now we're talking about the seller.
No, but even the, I'm saying if the seller comes, right, wants the difference or whatever, or the product, right, back, it's not here. And the buyer says, "Had I known, you
were." Well, it's okay. So, but then it'll be the same as all the other halachas. If it's a sixth, they'll have to return the sixth.
No,
there's more than six, it's batal mekach.
More than a sixth.
Well, meaning more than a sixth will be batal mekach. A sixth will be, he'll have to return the onah.
So, like in the case of the wife, what if the buyer drank it all already? What happened?
What?
Then?
So I have to pay him.
But he never would.
Doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. Right, but it doesn't matter. Right?
Sure it matters.
It should matter, but that's exactly what they're saying. It doesn't matter, right? That the mocher can get out of it. Right? Well, now, I mean, that's why Rov Rishon...
Underpaid. The buyer, sorry, underpaid.
Right, fine. Yeah. Okay.
So why is he claiming I never
Because he said, if it would have, if you would have told me that it was 150, not a, I wouldn't have bought it. Oh. I don't need it that badly.
Correct, and but then it would be the same. It'll be the same as everything. I mean, that's the, we can ask that question always, right? Okay. What if he? What if it was in the amount of? What if it's right? What if it's in pachot mizman that he could show it to him, right? You know, purge it, right? And like, you know, I don't know. He bought. You could come up with cases, right? I don't know. Yeah, whatever. You can come up with a case. I'm not going to start thinking of cases. You're right. Meaning, it's a problem. That's the that's always the potential problem of retraction.
No, the it seems to be exacerbated
because the mocha is forever. Correct. No, for sure. And that's why the Rif and the Rambam make a lot of sense. They're saying it's not really low. It's just until you have enough time to actually do it. It just whatever time that is. And then he quotes, "V'Rambam zal kasav shema yamocher davar sheino b'mino shein b'mino shino v'hu kulo shava." And therefore, the Rambam also says, "Let's say it's something which is not unique. There's a million of them. V'hu kulo shava, and they're all the same. Can go and pilpul and chayotzben like peppers. Harizin ochozer akdeshi yishal al shar shabashuk levad. You only have enough time until you can ask how much it's worth." Right? Again, because if there's multiple of them, so the amount of time it takes to figure out how much it's worth is, you know, 5 minutes. And the Rajba says, "V'gam zena mechuver bein." I don't think that's true either. Shema tomer kein ki akshin le, right? And then he, right, the same thing he says, and if you look at the last line, just all the way at the end, elamashma, lo kavu zman la mochrim b'shum davar. He said, "I don't like it," again, for all the reasons we've said. So rather, he says, no, there is no time. Hovi efshar lem lekvo zman bechol the low plug. Rabban b'takonozem kanal. I don't agree with this either. The point is, it's a low plug. It's a rule, and therefore it doesn't matter if there's multiple of the same thing. It doesn't matter if you already showed it to the merchant, to your fellow merchant. Never, 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 right? Can you prevent the mocher because it's a rule? The Rambam, the Rif say no. It's a description of reality, and therefore if it's the type of thing that you can show somebody else quickly because you have more than one of them, then you only have that amount of time. If we know you've showed it to someone, then you were mochel, right? It's a description of reality. It's not a rule. Now, this is responding to your problem, right? Saying, no, you get a little bit of time. It might be a little bit more time because that's practical, right? And it might create some problems, but it can't be forever, right? Lo yachol liyot. It just can't be. If you look at the Rambam inside in 3, Ad matai yelo. Exactly, right? So he says, the Rambam says, Ad matai yelo lachzor l'tvoh ha'yunai l'vat l'mekach akadeshir l'tagar l'krov avim shayosir mizafi l'okeh shav meh b'masayim enochozir. Right? The seller, the buyer, has enough time to show it to a merchant. After that time, even 100 for 200, you can b'chozir b'medvar ha'murim l'okeh sharei ha'mekach b'yado mareyu ha'mokher chozir b'anai l'olam. But not the seller. V'ein sarach l'omr b'tel mekach. It's right, and the same thing is true for sure by nullifying the sale. She'eni yodei demei zeh shemachar ad shiur kamoto shemkar b'shuk lefichach. And he says, "Im ayamekach davar she'ein b'minu shino." And therefore, if it's the type of thing that doesn't change, v'hu kulo shava kigon pilpin chayotzeben. This is what we just read in the Rambam. Harizin ochozer ella ad kadei sheyishal al shar shabashuk bilvad. You have enough time to ask for the price. Halachazayin v'chem imno de shabali yado kimem karo v'yado shetav lo tav eino yachal la. He quotes the Rif, and if we know that you asked another merchant, so then you were mochel. The Tur in 4 quotes this as well. He said, "Bamedvar mamurim b'lokeach sharei mecho biyado." V'yachol aroso, etc. In the second line, he quotes the Rambam. Because of our Rambam, l'ficham, haya mekach davar she'ein bo shinui, etc. Right, and he quotes the Rambam. In the second half of the Torah, he says, she'ela ladon yavi arashzal. My father was asked, she'alta, ha'adamin mochel molar ozer chozer. When you say the seller can always retract, admata yezeh, what does forever mean? V'od, she'ef she'adam dochuk, l'fi sha'o mocher shav ha'seller bedin or machmadako. And sometimes people will sell things because they need the money. But if they become rich the next day, they're going to want to renege on what they did. Is that okay also? Right? I sold it because I needed the money for capital today. But I know I'm a mocher. Right? So I'm smart. I'll undersell it today. Right? And then when I make money in a year, I'll come back to you and say, oh, I undersold it. I'm a mocher. I can always retract. Right? Can you do that also? Chuvas, the Rosh says, da, shemipnei shinui ashar hinu yachal achzor. If he comes back to you, right, sorry, his case is a little bit different. He comes back, he said, I know the price is going to change. I'll undersell it today, and then when it goes up, right, I'll retract, and I'll have the capital, and then I'll sell it for more when the price goes up later. Right? The Rosh says, no, that doesn't work. Vibnei shinui ashar hinu yachal achzor. You can't do that. Vigamim zilzol b'michirasa yosir mikdeja das toa. And also, if you undersold it because you needed the money, that also, you were mocher. Again, it's a description of reality. And therefore, if you want to retract, not because you were underpaid. Maybe you were underpaid, but the reason you're retracting is the price changed. Too bad. And if it's clear that you needed the capital, right? You can't later on say, oh, I need the money back. No, you sold it. You meant it. That's it. Any time where it's clear that you meant it, either because we know you on purpose undersold because you needed money, or you undersold and already checked with somebody, or you undersold but were able to compare with similar inventory. In all those cases, you cannot be chozer. Yeah.
In that case of zilzul, is only if you undersold it by way more than enough, right?
Even if you sold it way more.
Even if.
Usually
the case of ein adam toa. There are cases where it's like...
Let's leave it, because we're going to come back to Balabayit. Because it's good... Well, we'll see. By Balabayit, it's actually going to be Machlokes. When we say, Eino Nala Balabayit, does that mean at all, in either direction, or only at Shtus in both directions? Right? And the only difference is at Shtus Atzmo. Right? So I'm going to leave that ambiguous for when we do Balabayit. So let's just bracket that question.
So according to the Rashi, in an extreme case, you know, you have a grocery store, and you put paper towels, regular $10, on sale for $5. So you know you're selling it for less.
Can correct.
Is there?
Nope.
Even in that case?
No. That's exactly, but you can't. You can't. That's
right,
his point.
Rashba, you can.
So that maybe not. I mean, maybe the last point he would
yeah,
agree.
Okay.
Right? Maybe the last point the Rashba would agree, because the Rashba will say, look, in that case, that might be similar to what we're going to see, which is Balabayit, where ain't no la Balabayit at all. So let's hold that point, right? The Rashba didn't weigh in on that. I assume the Rashba is going to agree to a version of that because of Balabayit, which is the next sugya in the Gemara, which we won't do today, but after sugyas.
If the Rosh is saying that any time that the only time it becomes valid is after the point in which it becomes clear that you had dot and that you meant it, then wouldn't that mean that you have until you actually ask someone and not only until you have the ability to?
So there's two possibilities. It's either we know you did it or we know you could have done it.
Right, but for the Rosh, it shouldn't be we know you could have done it.
Because the same way with the Rambam, right? If you have a million of the inventory and if you cared enough, you would ask. That's the assumption. Right? The same way with Ba'alokeya.
So you know to care.
Same way, Ba'alokeach. Oh, why should I know to care? Why should I know? Why should I think to ask somebody else? No. If you cared, you would ask. Right? There's an assumption. Right? There's a presumed caring. If you don't care, you don't care. That's your problem. Right? Okay. So let's just try to get through this. Okay. Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes this and he says, okay, one last question. Then
I don't understand the when he says that if you change, he knows the price is going to change, and then there's a havamina that you can be chozer.
Okay, meaning in a chanami, and he says it's not true.
No, but, because it's not mispriced then.
Correct. That should be obvious.
I sold you something for $10 today, and it is $10 today, and tomorrow the stock goes up. And
correct, but that's even if I undersold today, right? Meaning it's, right, even if I undersold today, right? Let's say I undersell. It's 10 today, and I sell it for 8 because I need the money. But tomorrow goes up to 50. I would never have done that, right? I'm willing to waive the 2, right? Because I need the money. But I'm not willing to waive.
But it doesn't matter.
I understand. That's what the Rush is rejecting. But someone said, "Well, if Mocher's lo them chozer, so why not?"
But he agrees that it's all based on Basher Roshan.
Correct. But you could have a case where I both underpaid. right?
Yeah.
Right, and that's what the Rosh is saying. But I'm changing my mind because the price changed. He's saying that doesn't count. Okay. Right. So the Beis Yosef quotes it as well, right? He quotes the Rambam and the Ruf and the Rosh and the Rif, okay? And he just notes that the only Cholek is the Rajba. But the last line is what's important. Vinir the Bechol, Hani, Rabbasan, Akdinan, Veloka, Rajba. He says, we paskin like everybody else and not like the Rajba, right? So a description of reality. And if you look at Shulchan Aruch, that's what he quotes, right? Bamedvar Mamurim, Belo Keach, etc. Avala Mocher, Chosim, and Asa, Laolam, Ainzar, Cholam, Betel Mekach, Shenyo, Deme, Ze, Shamachat, Shirik, Moshim, Gravashok, Lafich, Amaya, Mekach, Dover, Shen, Bamino, Shinoi, right? In Sunchet, he quotes, if it's the type of thing there's multiple inventory of, you only have until you show it to the next person. Siftet b'med v'ramamurim below nishtan ashar. There's only if the price didn't change. Avlam nishtan ashar. B'nei gach rotz alach sarvayin arashai. But if the price changes and you want to be chosen because of that, like the rush, doesn't work. The Ramah says, Omer hama'ana shenishtan ashar v'misana omer shalom nishtana. Just if there's a machlokes about whether the price changed or not, ala misana lahavi raya. The person, and this is going to Pesach's point, the person who was overcharged or underpaid has to bring proof because derech hasharim lishtanos tamid, right? The price, right? If you claim it was the right price right now, but right, it wasn't the right price then, and the ma'ana says yes, it was. It's just the price has changed. You have to prove it because prices change. That's reality. Again, if it's because, and if at the second point in the rush, if you sell it because you need the money, again, that doesn't work. You can't then retract. Okay. In 7, the Shidim Gubetz quotes as follows from the Ramach. It's because of Ramach. V'hechad the katan lokech the vade is ramilei. Ki ahi zvina v'yoda ta'usa u'machal nir lomar di mishtabe mocher v'shachgil. What happens if there's a machlokes? The seller says, you knew, you saw other inventory like this, or you've already had enough time. And the mocher says, no, I didn't. Right? So now there's a machlokes about whether the mocher had the ability to know the right price. So he says, the mocher still has the upper hand, but he has to swear that he wasn't mochel, right? He didn't have the time. And then, v'shakel v'chein l'vimachkos rabbeinu chanan, l'lekem v'chila ba'na, v'hadim mocher, etc. In the end, he says, mir nirali the mishtabe heses, it's a shvuah d'rabbanan, but that's what we do. We institute a shvuah to prove, right? So there's a machlokas about whether or not you had time to be chozer. So the mocher, when he is chozer, has to swear that he wasn't able to know.
Is that based on like motive and mitzvahs?
I don't know if it's modem mix. It's a shuas heses. Is that sometimes we institute? It's a shuas heses. That's what it says at the end. Okay. So in 8, now just to wrap it up, the Sma writes, says mashma dafkeim no de beverish abali yadu davarshuka ze machar avam hayu mechulakim baze. Right. He quotes this as well. He says this is only if you know that he saw it, but if they have a machlokes ashal kechto and barish and estamin la mocher kein ze hadinim a mocher afshe balo tzio darin stama ina the mocher mekach de lachzer bo. So the Sma says, no, you don't need a shvuah if there's a machlokas between the mocher and the lokeach as to whether the mocher had the opportunity to be chozer. We give the benefit of the doubt to the seller because he sold it. Presumably he didn't want to sell it only to retract. I don't know if that's always true. Okay, fine. But that's it. What? That's his assumption, right? If you have a reason to believe...
I don't know what that has to do with this.
So he said, therefore, we don't assume that the mocher is trying to trick you, because presumably if he sold it, he really meant to sell it. Right? So if he's coming with a claim, on balance, he's probably not lying.
He saw something or he didn't see something.
Okay, so he says, we give the benefit of the doubt to the mocher. Right? Right? You can argue and say you shouldn't, but the point is, in the end of the day, textually it makes a lot of sense. Mocher olam chozer doesn't sound like he can be chozer until the, right? It sounds like he has the upper hand.
Just the logic.
Right, because he just says, his logic is usually if people sell things, they want to sell it. So if they're retracting, there must be a reason, right? Someone doesn't go into business only to, right, go through the pain of making the people he sold it to give it back to him so they can resell it.
Nobody denies that there's a nine. Everybody agrees there's a nine. There was a nine in the sale. The question is only if he saw something in between or not.
Correct. But he'd rather not get out of it. He'd rather not retract. He'd rather the sale stand.
If it was day after, but if it's Kaaba Masa.
So the Sma doesn't distinguish. He says it doesn't matter. The Rush, then he quotes the Rush and he says, but this is only until the time where it's clear he did see, right? Which we saw the Rosh, but because of Maram Ba'aga, V'sif Sha'achar said, Im heim mechulokim b'shinu yishardal mis'an alav yiraya. And he said, that which the Ramah had said, that if they argue about whether the price changed, the underpaid has to argue for it, which is the opposite, right? Because he's saying normally the seller has to prove it, but later on he says the buyer has to prove it. But the Rama says when the price changed and they have an argument about whether it was or not at the time, that the burden of proof is on the seller, not the buyer. Why is it different? He says, "Sham hatam betzidavu shino esharim watzu." That's just because prices really do change, right? So if it's an argument about whether the price changed, the benefit of the doubt goes to the person who says the price changed, because prices usually change. If it's simply a question about whether I had time to show it to somebody else, the benefit of the doubt goes to the seller, because he probably isn't making up spurious claims. I don't know if that's always true, but that's what he says.
But isn't this a moitzim mechaveroi?
What?
A moitzim mechaveroi.
No,
no.
Why?
No, it's not really because sure, no, it's not because the one person is the money, one person is the object. It's a motzi in both directions. Yeah. Right, it's a motzi in both directions. Okay, the ktsos quote the sma. And then he comments and he says, "Ela the time." A second paragraph says, "Ela time at the kasa of asma the mishtave mocher." The sma does in the end later on quote the Shidim Gubet says that you have to swear. So he says, that which the Sma wrote that you have to swear, Mishum Distama Mechila and Adam Kona Vechule, Veli Nira Mishum Tane Grua, Dlo Oven Inish De Machal, Mishum Hachi Tzarach Alokeach Levarer Shiba Liado Kimem Kara Umachal. He says it's the opposite. It's not because sellers always want to sell that the burden of proof is on the buyer. The reason is because the seller is claiming that the buyer is claiming that the seller didn't care that he was undercharged. He said, how often does it happen that someone doesn't care that he's undercharged? The burden of proof is on the person who claims that the seller knew he was undercharged and didn't care. He said, how likely is that? He said, the chances are that if the mocher found out he was grossly underpaid, that he in fact would care. And therefore the burden of proof is on the buyer to say, no, you don't care, rather than on the seller, which... Does that solve your problem? The ktosis, I think, is a better psychological reason. He's just saying, look, the reason that we give the benefit of the doubt to the seller is because obviously the seller doesn't want to be underpaid, right? So if the buyer wants to prove that the seller knew he was being underpaid and didn't care, that's his problem. He has to prove it. He says, "V'hadeinu neman b'migo dechzarti d'me'o." Now, why don't you just say it's amigo? I could say, "Oh, I returned the onad." He says, "Demichila nami neman b'migo deparati." He said, "Dekevin the lachu betchila lo avit deparo na dad shamaloi rabbanon," because that's nobody pays back onah until Besdin forces them to. Right? There's no such thing as amigo. Of I could have told you I gave back the onah. No one did that unless the court forced him to. Okay.
So to prevent all of these problems. And also, even according to the position of the Rashba, are people allowed to put into a contract these things? Like, how long they have or they can't?
Maybe, but we're going to have to come back. That's really the sugya of Ein Lecha Alayana. And there is, I was reading a fascinating article by Rabbi Dr. Itamar Rohafdig in Truman on this topic, where he wonders whether we should basically write contracts like a general contract for all of Israeli law. We are waiving onah because we can't figure out Hilchos Onah and we can't deal with Hilchos Onah. And we, one big harei ein lecha alai onah, does that work? He wasn't the first person to ask this. This was asked the Chavos Yair and Chavakuf Samach Gimel. Can you just write a general contract to get rid of all this, right? And set up our own protocol, yes or no? Discussion for another time. Okay, so just quickly, because we have to finish this and we're not going to have time. So the Nesivos. Look at the Nesivos in 10. Sharei Mekach biyado. Says, Lafin vize im kona bekinyan sudar v'mekach. Said, okay, if the reason that the seller is assumed to not be able to compare prices is because he no longer has the object, that's only true if he already gave the object to the seller. But let's say he sold it to the buyer, rather. But let's say he didn't actually give it to the buyer yet. He was just makin it to him b'kinyan sudar. But he's holding on to the object, so he can take the object and show it to somebody else and say, I just sold this for $100, I'm about to deliver it. Did I do the right thing? Right? Now the burden of proof is on him. He said it flips. The mocher has enough time to show it to the businessman, and the lokeach has forever. Right? Because the point isn't mocher versus lokeach. It's the person holding the object versus the person not holding the object. Right? And therefore, if it's a description of reality and the reality flips, Right? So then the lokeach gets the rights and the mocher doesn't. Which again, because we paskin, like the Rambam, like the Rif, that this is a description of reality, not a formal halacha, so you find all types of reality-based exceptions. And he says, v'karka, v'chazaka de'karka, n'yochalachza, v'achar shi'abra k'dei shira. And the same thing is true by karka. Right? To whatever extent the laws of Anah apply by karka, which is very different, since karka isn't moving, right? The argument doesn't work, because the karka is there. If you think you misassessed it grossly, so then bring somebody, show them the land, and ask the question. It's not moving.
But there's no Onah right. By karka. Didn't
what? So that's what I said. Depending on the laws of Onah, but okay. But just two more points.
The whole Mechaber Alavaraya problem is really, now that you've...
Yes, yes. Okay. Okay, just the last, just to quickly, the last two things here, okay? So the Pisrei Tshuva, he quotes this Nesivos, right, just to see that he quotes it, but three lines down to Fiyat and he has died. He says, "B'chiyah gavna gama mocher yochalach." So, brother Pisrei Tshuva argues, and he says, "No, when it's a kinyan sudar, both of them can retract. It's not; it doesn't flip. Lokeach mocher, both of them are allowed to be choser. Lefi mashakotziv la'el b'shem kamar ravaso the heich shel lokeach mashak kevin lanos and daman yochal lokeach lachzer bo af achar shir kadesh yira b'shem kevin lokeach muchzak ma'osav lo chashash lach kor v'lek arayish mochal." He says there's a psychological reason, which as long as you're still holding on the object, you don't yet feel the pressure that I have to compare prices. So therefore, even though you still have the object, that gives the lokeach the right to be chozer forever. That's true, but it doesn't take away your rights as the mocher, because until you've actually given over the object, you don't start feeling those pangs of remorse that make you start looking. And therefore, he thinks the Nesivos is not correct in that regard. And both of them are allowed to be chozer. Okay, he has some other things, but we'll just leave it with that. Yeah, there were a lot of questions today.
That's fine, but get done today.
Okay, so Vav, if you just look at the next Pisrei Tshuva, he says, "Ayin b'tshuva rishmi she'ela nun zayin shenestav melkech kfar mochar chevet la'acher im nemer." This is your question from before. What happens if it was already sold on? Right, it's not just right. So then, what im nemar degam mekach sheni batel dehevi kemocher davar sheino shelo v'imkain yachal mocher rishon lachri lachri rishon sheino levatel kech lo v'evi rai medivre emishne la melech etc. Debitel mechlo havi gede. So he says, no, the second sale stands. Mikol mokom lokeach sheni vade nemochiv lahamin lamocher lokeach rishon yemekach toz beineim. He said, no. Once it's been sold on, then you don't have to do it, because then the second you're asking the second person to believe two people about, right, and the two people could be in cahoots, right, to make sure that the second buyer will lose out. So if the buyer is already sold on, then in fact there is a limit to it. Okay, we're not going to get to the Maharit, but fine. Okay.